Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Baby's album review. Hey, we got Drake's Her Loss.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's time to get into this Drake album. It's that time of the year. Well, again, actually, this is the second one this year, right?
Can't you see how excited I am?
Yes. The trilogy that we never knew we needed. Everyone's been saying this is a trilogy. Have you heard those theories? I don't know if it's a theory at this point or if it's confirmed. You know,
he said he was plotting on this one when he was making his last one, so
I can see it with the titles.
It's not a cohesive trilogy.
No, at all. But feeding the streets, man.
Well, we got the best out of all three right here.
Okay.
So we at least improving a little bit, you know. He learned to read the room.
Did he learn how to read the room? Or did he just come back rapping? Because that's what I felt. I felt like recently, we go back and forth on this. I know this deadly. He shows flashes. I feel like this is the most I've heard him trying to like rap and flex that he's that nigga again. People have always said like Drake is one of the better rappers in the game, right? But for a minute, it seems like he's just coasting. I'm not saying he's not coasting a lot on this, but there were some moments I was like, oh, okay. Like, Drake's talking shit like that again? You know what I'm saying? Like, it reminded me of back in the days. For, like, 2015 or something. You know, I've seen people saying that online. Like, this is the best project. I'm not going to go as far to say that. But as far as rapping and with 21 showing up and helping out, it's a cool project. I see why people are hyping it up.
You know, I think over the years, Drake has always been the type of guy to draw attention to himself, criticize others, to throw shots. This is just another meticulous throwing shots at the right people to get the right people mad. That's what Drake is really about at this point. He's got the attention on him, so he can really say whatever he wants without any repercussion. He's going to stop paying attention. So
yes.
Don't really just do what you want. Like, you can diss Meg if you want. You can diss Kanye if you want. It might not be respectable. People might not make it in the right move. But he has been known for doing stuff like this, like whether you like it or not. In my opinion, this was another well-calculated campaign. Coming back, he hungry now. Like,
coming back with 21. He's worked with 21 before, but this making a whole project with him, that's a big move, you know? I mean, he has a lot of fans, but that's going to help him connect to a whole different type of audience that might not check for 21 unless he was associated with Drake because of his type of music. He took advantage. I wanted more, but he did take advantage as far as like when he did get the shine.
You know, the only other person to make a collab album with Drake is Future. If you are up there with Future as far as trap artists go, I mean, that's like top two, top three right there. It's really great for 21. Like, honestly, this is more of a celebration for 21. I was more happy for 21. I honestly did not want Drake anywhere near 21 when I first heard that this was coming out.
Yeah, you was hating on Twitter.
You get something better from somebody else. Now, honestly, never mind Drake, and you combine it with 21. You got Jimmy Cooks. Aight, bro, you got one. Could get something better. There's been other hits with other rappers that have been with 21 that I preferred. So if he was going to make one, it would have been somebody else I would have wanted.
Obviously, I am not the biggest Drake fan. He has not been on his A game. But I did think if there was one rapper who was going to try to bring him back on his A game. I mean, when 21 does features, recently he's been killing it. And even Jimmy Cooks. He killed Jimmy Cooks. Probably why I wanted to hear more 21, but the parts I did get, especially like Rick's Flex, right? The intro or the first song, that instantly gave me Jimmy Cooks vibe. The beat and then the way they were flowing on it a little bit. And then they switched it up as you get more into the album. I felt like, you know, they did some weird samples that I wouldn't expect, like Daft Punk and stuff, which was tight. So the beats on here are good. I give Noah or, you know, all the producers who touched on this, they did a great job with a lot of the beats. Some of the beat switches were a little rough for my liking, but overall, it helped switch up the music and it helped bring some life into some of the verses, I think. I think that's what helped this a lot, too. Like, there was a few beat switches on here, right?
I feel like Drake is notorious for fucking hard-ass beat switches that just don't sound like they're in place. I agree. Especially on Travis Scott song, that was one of my least favorite songs on this entire
really? Project. Pussy and Millions? I thought that was cool.
It took me out of it, right? Like, the beat switch, it just sounded like a completely different song. You didn't fit Travis into it. Travis didn't add to the part that you did. He kind of just did his own thing. So, I thought it was a very placement-type verse. All right, well, we got to get Trav on here. Where are we going to put him?
I feel you.
You know, and then make it, like, psychedelic and put and make him moan on the beat.
It was a big transition. I like
sound anything like the first song.
I like the first beat way better, but it was cool to hear Travis. He's been popping up on other people's stuff recently. It was just cool to hear him on the project. I like a lot of his music. I like a lot of his albums. So, you know, to see him kind of coming back after all that drama is cool. You know, you're saying it was kind of throwaway or kind of like a wishy-washy verse. I thought it was cool. I just wish that maybe, yeah, he would have fit it better. It kind of reminded me of Bubbly. I think Bubbly, I had that same issue. Like a really rough beat switch for Travis. And I was like, this isn't, or for maybe for Drake. I forgot who it was, but it's like, I don't really like that beat switch.
I don't even know why they'd be doing that, man. I feel like I...
Their styles are different. Instead of like making one beat that's good for both of them, I feel like what they're trying to have two different vibes, and some of the songs are kind of like that on this, so I guess it kind of fit. But really, I
mean, it just shows me a lack of willingness to try something different and just being stuck in the same kind of box, doing the same kind of things, which you could kind of say that this album is a culmination of that a little bit, of him not really wanting to experiment with this one. He experimented with the last one. I'll give him that. Go back to the winning formula. It feels like something to hold us until he makes this next project, and we'll see where he goes from there. This is like a very in-between, get you prepped to see what's coming next, and then he's going to hit us with something that's way left.
But I'm hoping we keep hearing him rap like some of these tracks on here. Like I said, Rich Flex, I pointed that one earlier, but I feel like, yeah, Drake was going off on that one. On BS, I like that one a lot.
God, I hate that song.
Well, I like the track. So we like different tracks, which is cool to see too. Hook wasn't that crazy, but I like Drake's verse, especially like going into like the conspiracy theories about him talking about X and stuff on that one. Back in the day, that's what Drake used to do. He used to throw subliminals so much to where you would be like, what is he talking about? And I feel like he kind of went back to that on this. CLB was kind of doing it, but it was more directly aimed at Ye. This one, he just went back to just talking stuff about the current state of the game. And that's why I think he goes at Megan. That's why he kind of went at Ice Spice, because those are the rappers, or some of the rappers that are hot right now. It's way more woman MCs in the game killing it and doing numbers. I think the Meg diss, I mean, going into detail about it, Circo Loco, like the distance specifically, or, you know, the sub shot, whatever it was, it was a little risky, you know, talking about that situation, especially saying like someone's lying about it. But I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm all for it, like just talking shit. I feel like the rap game has gotten soft. Niggas talk shit, they're in the rap game, and I feel like Megan's talented enough, she can go in the studio and diss back, talk shit instead of getting on Twitter. I mean, it was cool to see a reply on Twitter, but someone like Meg, someone like some of these other women MCs could come back at him on a track, and it would be tight to see, you know, because if someone's dissing you on a track, that's what I want to see, more rappers going back at it rather than just tweeting about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was messy though. I don't think it was in good taste. At the same time, I'm all for dissing is free game. Pusha T went at him about his child and stuff, so it's like everything's free game.
I just don't respect it, bro. It's an unrespectable move. You know, all those people that were trying to defend Tory when it happened, came out initially, is what it reminds me of. It's like emboldening those people, just feeding into it, right? And we know that they had some sort of a relationship. I get it. Like, you're his friend, right? But like, man.
Especially because it's an active court case. Maybe if... If it was after, maybe. But right now, I feel like that's too much of a hot situation. But at the same time, I'm just saying I like that we're opening that. Like, I feel like more people should just start dissing each other if they really feel type of way on a track, and they go back and forth and talk shit rather than, you know, not this. I'm not saying like that specific diss was like hella cool or nothing. I feel like as the number one, you know, sales wise rapper, he knows what he's doing. He knew it was going to get people talking. The promo he was doing for this was dope. The Howard Stern thing, the Tiny Desk thing, you know, just like doing like little promo runs, especially seeing him do it with 21. I think this is going to open gates for 21. I think that's why he's been saying what he's saying recently, because he's cocky right now.
Let's talk about them doing a Vogue magazine, and then these niggas got sued because he dissed Meg. He didn't know that Megan had fans like that, huh? I'm going to be the first one to admit, I did not know Megan Thee Stallion had fans like that, bro. But do they actually know her lyrics? These people that are coming up and defending her and all that? I don't think they actually fans like that, bro. I think they a fan of Megan. I don't think they're a fan of her music, because if you've been listening to her music lately, I don't know, bro.
The reason why I think it was such a thing on Twitter is because usually dudes don't do that. I think it's cool to see we're opening those floodgates, and I want to see more battles. I mean, you don't got to get too disrespectful like that situation, but you get what I'm saying? Like, I want to see more battles. I want to see more jabs.
I did really like the track.
That track was hard.
That track was dope. I did really like his not give a fuck attitude, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, there's like benefits and drawbacks to it.
This is Drake's version of being a savage.
He's trying to go savage mode. He was saying like 21 Savage is like things that he says. Like, he is like repping his set.
Yeah, so he's gonna like, talk shit. Yeah. This is his version of talking shit. Like, as you get deeper into this album, it's a whole bunch of different things. They have, you know, some upbeat stuff. They have, especially with the beat changes, they got some slow stuff. He did the track with Time, 3 a.m. on Glidewood. 21 was kind of doing the Drake thing. Drake had moments where he was doing the 21 thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that was kind of cool. They kind of like use each other's sound and flow and kind of like play with it a little bit. And 21 showed he can get kind of emotional. You know, he was singing on one of the tracks. I mean, he sung before.
I think that was probably the worst part about it. The stuff where they were both being savages and stuff like that obviously works, but when you're trying to do the Drake stuff, man, like,
honestly, that's Drake.
It's Drake, and even he don't get away with it most of the time, bro. Like, we be calling him out for doing that kind of stuff. So now you got 21 trying to do it, bro. Like, give it a rest, bro. Like, we don't want to hear it. A lot of that stuff brings down the album for me in terms of quality.
I mean, yeah, I agree. Like I said, I wanted more 21. So with 21 doing Drake stuff, I'm kind of like, well, this could have been just 21 doing, you know, his thing. But I get it. It's a collab album. You got to compromise. You got to give and take, especially because, you know, Drake's going to do that where he's going to use your flow and try to kill the track. One track that I noted that I actually liked, even though I noted, well, not really noticed, because it's like people use people's flows. Damn near like paying homage. But Jumbotron Shit Popping. Nigga, that nigga was doing Young Thug and Cardi on that shit, especially with the ad-libs when he's going, beep! Nigga, what? I ain't heard a new Cardi track besides that one with ASAP Rocky recently, you know, besides leak shit. Hey, I got Knockoff Cardi on this. Cool as far as like, you know, the flow. I heard Young Thug on the track though. It was a dope, catchy ass track. Solo Drake track. I think he had those two back to back too. Middle of the Ocean and Jumbotron. Like, he had two solo tracks back to back. Drake was just flexing on this a lot. It was a lot of flexing shit.
Nah, he definitely was. I really do not like the majority of this album. The opening, Privileged Rappers, is my favorite song on the entire thing. The beat on Privileged Rappers.
You be saying purr when he says it and everything. Yep. Like purr.
Yep. And I be saying the entire 21 verse, bro, because that's his hardest verse I heard in a while.
Yeah, they for did real, go in on that.
For real. They went in on that. And the beat is just crazy. I just like, it's giving me like ZZ vibes, like the way I feel. I'm feeling tropical on it. You know, he brought it. He went, it was more life bag almost.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking with it. I was vibing. And then I really liked the 3 a.m. in Glenwood. And
okay.
Like, More M's is another one of my favorite ones. That was some real like Savage Mode 2 type beat right there. That shit was mm-hmm. cool. Shout out Metro.
Skipping, honestly, never mind, because I don't think we really liked most of that. But with COB, I feel like overall, like especially later on, we kept talking about that and we like similar tracks. But on BS, I really liked that track. I don't know what it was, even though the hook wasn't that good. I like the beat and I like the way they was rapping on that. Mm-hmm. And with me, I feel like I really like the ones where they were rapping, man. It's been a long time. I don't even look for these type of artists to do that at this point. Sprague, you know, some people say he's still like one of the better rappers lyrically, but to me, no. I look for other rappers for that. He's doing his thing on here. I can't hate. Like, overall, there's not really any like bad tracks. Like Spin About You, I didn't really mess with it.
That was eye rolling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's some tracks on here where I was kind of like, eh, whatever. It's like, it blended in. But it wasn't no duds. It wasn't no bad, bad tracks on here, at least to me. And that's been the thing with his albums recently. It's been bad songs on them.
No, I mean, like, it kind of just goes back to what I was saying earlier. This is a safe album.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a very surface level fan, rap fan, and you listen to this album, you're going to be like, wow, this is a good album. And I would...
Or if you're a Drake fan.
If you're a Drake fan. I would be like, that's cool, bro. Like, I understand why. But for me, they don't challenge enough. They don't do enough that was exciting for me, experimental-wise. Like, you said that they were, like, going into each other's flow bags and stuff. Yeah, that's cool and stuff. But, like, what are y'all doing to merge your sounds together that's gonna, like, really be like, man, I really needed a collab album from Drake and 21.
I agree. I ain't gonna lie. Like, Jimmy Cooks had me thinking this might be a really good album, maybe. Even the tracks they've done before.
He tricked y'all for real.
He didn't trick me. I just was saying, if he would have gave me more 21 and they would have really cut some of the tracks that, you know, I'm saying, like, weren't really, I wasn't feeling
it. Yes, if Drake knew how to curate his music, which he doesn't. We already know. We get Scorpion. We get Views. We get More Life. He doesn't know how to curate, bro. So why would you have any hope that in this project he would magically somehow find a way to put the perfect balance of 21 in him?
It could happen. You get what I'm saying? But like, major distribution, he had like the funny little moment in the intro and then the beat changes and M is matching on Macaulay Culkin. Like,
okay, that's one of my favorite tracks.
Like, Rich Flex into major distribution. Like, it was flowing pretty well for a minute and then you know how it goes. So we know how it goes, and that's fine. I thought maybe I would get something that flowed all together a little bit more. Like I said, I'm just happy to hear, in my opinion, Drake trying to change something, like trying to do something, I guess, different as far as like what he was, who he was dissing. I feel like he's been pretty PC. I mean, he says certain things, and you know, he tries to act hard sometimes, but this one, he kind of was like tapping back into that. Tapping back into his mob ties, talking about how he's in Houston, how he only messed with the ops because of Jay Prince. Kind of like, oh, okay, I see where you're going. Because I used to think like I wanted an R&B album from Drake, but really I realized I don't want an R&B album from Drake. I just want something that is more so cohesive. And I feel like he could have gave me that, but then with Scorpion, he proved me wrong, right? So ever since then, it's been like, okay, well, rapping wise, what are you going to give me? And it's been back and forth. I think this is the most consistent rapping project I've heard from him in years, and I'll take it. I'll take it.
It's definitely feeling like primetime Drake album. Like the other ones, the past two have been kind of duds in a way.
Yes.
With generally, the culture is pretty responsive to Drake. I think it's on some bullshit where they're quoting that one line about, I come on your song, I make you a feature.
It's not like Way Too Sexy, which I'm not going to hate on, but like it was like literally just a meme track. In these tracks, it was more so like the memes made themselves because 21 and him are kind of funny and they were just doing their thing. And it seems like they were having fun in the studio, for better or for worse.
They were talking their shit and actually it was like resonating, you know?
Yes. So I think with this, just, hey man, if you want to make more collab projects, or if you're going to keep, you know, hopefully you don't do a whole dance hall electronic album again. I still think he got a good to great project in him. I still see one more.
The real question is, him and Future started with their first collab projects together. Who had the better, most recent collab project?
I'm going to say, for time's sake, I'm going to say Uzi and Future, because even though I didn't really mess with that album, this one, I felt like it was more so like the highlights I liked are good. But it's like, I don't know how much I'm going to be going back to this later on. I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, I'm playing it every once in a while. It's cool. It's catchy. Some of the lines are funny still. After a little bit, I might just move on from it. I feel like with the Future and Uzi one, I go back to a track every once in a while. I might be like that with this one. But I'm gonna call Future and Uzi.
I want you to know that you made the right choice, brother. That project is just completely what I would look for if I want a collab project. Like something that takes both artists out of their comfort zone and makes them do something different, and where it's not so much just mimicking the other artists, but they're coming together to create a common sound that is like something that's really cool. That's what that project is to me.
With the Uzi and Future, it took some time for me to one, for it to grow on me, and two, for me to see what they were trying to do. I don't think that will happen with this one, because I feel like I already kind of get it, especially, you know, with the cover, with the hype, with the build-up, everything.
It's definitely,
you know,
not nearly as mysterious as that one was.
But Drake's a vet. I still find it kind of weird that he does collab albums with gangsta artists. Like, I feel like he could find someone that's cool. He's talking this shit, he's doing his thing. And
his,
you know,
next one is Brent Fires, bro.
Yeah, like, I feel like he could do a collab project with, like, someone, I'm not going to say in the conscious, but, like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. And it's fine. I feel like it's cool because it's a contrast there. So it kind of makes it like, oh, how is it going
to
work?
If you ever got a conscious rapper and try to do a conscious project, bro.
Maybe not conscious.
You know that the Kendrick comparisons would come back. You know he's scared of the smoke, right?
No, he doesn't want that. So he's going to stay out there.
So he's staying in his lane, bro.
You know, yeah, he dissed a lot of people on this. But you know one person he did not talk about, Kendrick. He, ever since a certain point, it's been like, yeah, they distanced themselves. And I don't even think it was like a subliminal beef. It wasn't anything crazy. So my main complaint was that it sounded like a Drake project. And I, like you're saying, I wanted more collab. It was mainly like Drake featuring 21 damn near.
That's what it feels like, for real. And that's really where this album fell short for me, but is a step, nonetheless, is a step in the right direction for Drake. So we have mixed feelings, clearly. I want you guys to let us know what your feelings are on this, because this was a monumental album. Didn't see
it was eventful, though. It was fun to see all the reactions. It was fun to see everything. And you had to know, like, people were going to meme you saying purr. You had to know people were going to meme you talk about you don't fuck with broke boys, especially the way he says it. You know what I'm saying? It's always fun to see what people are going to come up with, what people are going to say.
He's going to do that, man. You know, it's a meme in itself.
Especially because he was dissing the lady rappers, too. So it's funny that, you know, he started using their slang, started talking shit like them. And then he's, like, dissing them as well. I don't know. Maybe that's why it's called Her Loss. Maybe he's like, fuck, no one's competing with me. It doesn't matter who you are.
Her loss, your loss, the viewer's loss. Thank y'all for tapping in with us. As always, this was fun to talk about. We always like ragging on Drake, you know.
You was more of the hater in this review, and I love to see it.
Let me get my shots off, bro. Like,
it yeah, no.
With that being said, thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, all that. Send us beats.
Thank you for supporting as usual. Give us feedback. You want to be on here, you know the deal. Peace.